What we know spiritually, what we know from quantum physics, what we know from a feminine power perspective, what we know from business and branding and our own expertise in education, the whole world doesn't know that. So don't dim your light in any way. Don't assume everyone knows what you know. Don't assume that people don't need the specialness that comes forth from you. You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now. All right, my darlings. Well, we are going to jump right in. Today's main theme and main subject is let your light shine. And all this talk that women have about fear of visibility, it just needs to leave because there's nothing spiritual about it. The scriptures actually say, let your light shine. And as we take personal responsibility for loving ourselves and being our fabulous selves and literally letting this light that is inside of us be vibrant and go out and bless the world and speak the message and do what only you came here to do, you are going to be so much happier. You're going to be filled with confidence. You're going to be connected with source, and you're just going to be letting life be the way that it was intended to for you. You know, letting our light shine is what is supposed to happen. And the scriptures actually talk about, you know, when you light a candle or you turn on a lamp, you don't like put it under a box. You don't hide it. Like you like elevate it. It's on a coffee table or it's on your desk or it's on a nightstand, and you elevate this light so that it can do what it's meant to do in the world and bring its goodness, bring its light to the dark places. And so you are absolutely meant to be elevated so that your light can shine. And this dismal thinking that the world has gotten into by trying to control women and thus dim our lights and shame us into submission or fear is over. It is over. Other people have done it to us. And now, to the degree that we are doing it to ourselves, this is where we can really empower ourselves. Nobody has the power to dim our light. They can try, they can make their attempts, but ultimately the light is inside of you. Ultimately, your creative genius, your purpose, your power, your love, your uniqueness, it's all in you. And you don't need to be afraid of it. The statistics are out. The daggers are going to come. The trolls are going to be there. The haters are going to do what haters do. You know, ducks quack, dogs bark, and haters hate. But you are a queen. And just like you don't need to be afraid of a duck or a dog, you don't need to be afraid of a hater also. Because when you are shining your light, there is a security that's in that, that's based in source. And what I mean by that security, there's a safety. You know that you're doing what you're meant to do, whether or not other people like it, whether or not other people approve of it, whether or not other people buy your stuff over it, whether or not other people applaud you or praise you for it. When you are living according to your purpose, when you're living according to your passion, when you're living according to what you are lit up by, and then you share that in the world, what you do get to trust is that chances are you're not the only one who's lit up by this. Chances are that kind of a brand or that specific message or that way of doing business, it's not just you. As unique as you are, I don't think that any one of us are that unique that if we want to learn something or if we're obsessed about a certain subject or if there's a way that we want to deliver something, a product or information, that other people want to receive it in that way also. And it doesn't have to be the entire world. It's interesting. There's actually such a small segment of the population that each of us needs to get in front of to be wildly successful. Seth Godin talks about this. And I was talking to a really smart, successful entrepreneur recently, and she said one of the mistakes she made when she got involved in her business was that she went a mile wide and an inch deep. And this is kind of like being all things to all people. This is us like trying to please the masses. And Seth Godin talks about, it's like serve that 1,000-person audience that's just totally lit up by what you have to offer. I'm paraphrasing here. And this entrepreneur I was talking about, she said, she was giving me advice about growing and scaling. And she said, Gina, go an inch wide and a mile deep. And I thought that was amazing advice, because when you go an inch wide and a mile deep, you only have to, like, there's not that much room in an inch. And that's just going to be so power-packed with everything that you love, that you're inspired by, that you are educated with, that you have life experience from, and then go deep, deep, deep into it. And you only need, Seth says, about 1,000 raving fans to then go and spread the word. And life becomes so much easier this way. Business becomes so much easier. And you don't have to always be looking around. You know, one of like the most depleting questions a woman can ask herself in business, way, like, what do other people want? What are other people going to buy? What do other people need? And there's a place to consider that, of course. However, there's a greater place in going and taking a look at, what are you lit up by? What are you obsessed with? What are you so passionate about? What aesthetic do you just delight in? And then go shine that light. Go forward in confidence. Go forward in certainty. Go forward in faith and develop a really deep trust. You know, this is something that nobody else can do for you. There's a lot of support we can get from community and coaches and mentors and friends and even family. But cultivating such a deep trust in who you're meant to be in the world, what you're meant to do, the level of abundance that is already there for you. You didn't come here to be broke. You didn't come here to struggle. You came to be prosperous. You came to be magnificent. You came to let your light shine. So any of the hiding behind the emails or the brand or not wanting to get that big or be too visible because you're afraid that you're going to upset your audience, your family, outgrow your partner, you know, make more money than your parents, like whatever the thing is in your life that is dimming your light. I want you to take notice of that. I want you to own it so that you can transform it. Because in owning it through the transformation, it will be released. Some of the darkest places in my life, and that I definitely see in my clients' life, because it's always easier to see someone else's stuff, is the uninvestigated belief. When a woman is just operating by some operating system without actually checking out, is it true? Like, is that really true? Just functioning from an assumption, functioning from a fear, functioning from a lie, functioning from someone else's value system. Like, I don't want to make more money than my parents because they're like not going to love me. Many, many, many women I've worked with over the past 20 years have that fear and that belief, and they're living by it. And it couldn't be further from the truth. Like, their parents are not going to love them less. Their family dynamics are not going to change because there's an extra zero added to someone's bank account. That's not how family dynamics change, ever. Most of the time, I would say a solid, I'm going to go with a 97%. A solid 97% of the time that I have worked with women who were afraid of making more money than their man, 97% of the time wouldn't bother the man. there's a couple of controlling dudes out there that these women have been matched with that's why I gave them like the 3%. But like holding yourself back to not make more money because of an old or outdated or possibly a value system that's not even true for you. You know, afraid of showing something, showing your success, showing your truth, showing your feelings for fear that it's going to offend or upset others. I got to tell you something. The things that I have revealed that I thought would upset others doesn't tend to. The stuff that I never even imagined would upset others is what I have seen people get upset by. And then you just can't even anticipate it. But it's like the more me I have shared, the more I have revealed and exposed from anything from business to emotions to family dynamics to insecurities to lifestyle desires has only attracted my ideal clients. Now, it also, in me choosing to let my light shine, it outshines codependency. It outshines the need to be liked and approved of and accepted. It outshines, what if I make a mistake and what if I get it wrong? It outshines, what if I upset someone else? Because when I'm being me and when you're being you, it's so much fun, isn't it? It's such an attractive, beautiful, precious exchange. And ultimately, that's what humans want on a personal level or on a business level. And so much of the reason why we entrepreneurs do what we do is because we are so committed to the growth. We're so committed to the up level. We're so committed to the next level. You know, I'm so proud of the tribe here at Divine Living, where we are so about letting life be as great as it is meant to be. And the whole world doesn't know what you know. The whole world doesn't have emotional maturity. The whole world doesn't know that it's safe to be seen and heard, that they deserve to be loved, not because of an accomplishment, but because of who they are. The whole world doesn't know you can be, do, and have anything you want. Obviously, 95% of the world lives in extreme poverty. The whole world doesn't know it's a lot cooler and easier and stronger to forgive quickly. The world thinks they gotta get their share and have the last word and make sure no one's taking advantage of them. And what we know spiritually, what we know from quantum physics, what we know from a feminine power perspective, what we know from business and branding and our own expertise and education, the whole world doesn't know that. So don't dim your light in any way. Don't assume everyone knows what you know. Don't assume that people don't need the specialness that comes forth from you. I remember when I was writing one of my first newsletters, and this was when I didn't have my niche down, and I was still, I'm going to help women be queens of their finances, relationships, and health, because I was in like the mile wide and the inch deep category then. And it got to the part on, I was writing some little article on relationships, and I was like, doesn't everyone know this? And I said it to a friend of mine, and she's like, no, Gina, not everyone has a master's degree in clinical psychology and was a psychotherapist working with couples, you know, for years and now is a coach at your level. No, not everyone knows this. And I was like, all right. And so it's time for women like us to stop taking ourselves for granted. Sometimes we need to be so worried that someone else is going to take us for granted or take advantage of us. Let's not take our skill set and our wisdom and our talent and our purpose for granted. We know enough to know that like the chances of us being born are like one in however many billions and billions and billions. We know enough to know that everything that goes on in the body has its place and purpose and functions for a reason. We know enough to know that everything in nature functions for a reason. That there's a reason for the bee, and there's a reason for the bug, and there's a reason for the tree, and there's a reason for the winds and all that. And if there's a reason for a bird and a bee and a bug, why wouldn't there be a reason for you? And when we just shake out this old message that we've been given from the patriarchy, and maybe from some of us, our parents, or society, or who used to be a best friend or an ex-husband or whoever, why don't we just shake off all the non-truths? And it's part of why I have returned to reading the Bible recently, because it's part of where I get truth. And we can psych ourselves up and rev ourselves up and talk about how important it is that we bring our important work into the world. But when I was reading this morning that Jesus said, let your light shine. You don't put a lamp underneath a table. It just resonated with so much more truth for me. And it was like, yes, this is scriptural. And this whole distortion that I think us spiritual women entrepreneurs have gotten, that we're supposed to be we're supposed to be meek. Yes, there's meek, but we're not supposed to be insecure. That is not in the scriptures. We're not supposed to dim our light. We're not supposed to hide. We're not supposed to be scared of being visible. And to the degree that there are millions of women out there afraid to be visible, and I understand it has not always been safe. And for some women, it currently isn't. It's not safe emotionally, or for some people physically. Well, let's change that. Because when one woman shines her light, and another woman shines her light, and another woman shines her light, you get the idea. There's this glow. There's this glow. And in all the 12-step programs, they talk about you're only as sick as your secrets. And when we hide what's really going on for us, or we hide our fears and we hide our dysfunction, that's in the darkness. But when we start shining our light and we make it safer for us, we make it safer for other women as well. And this is how we start to be the change makers, where we become the new normal, where it is normal and it is valid for women to shine their light. It is expected, and it is our natural state. We were created as we are to bring beauty into the world, beauty from our value systems, beauty from abundance, beauty from a physical perspective, beauty from a material perspective, beauty from a spiritual and graceful perspective as well. So in all of what you're going to be moving forward with today, let your light shine. And maybe just to really get this message and anchor it in, and I'm going to do this with you, let's think about all the ways that we're just even unconscious to dimming our light. I'm thinking about the seminar rooms that I was in and didn't want to ask a question, or certainly didn't want to be the first one to ask a question because I was afraid of sounding or looking stupid or wondering if that's the way it's done. Of all the times that I didn't reach out and DM someone that I didn't know because I was like, oh, am I going to sound crazy? But I actually really like this person and their work and wanted to connect and be a friend or a colleague, dimming the light. All the times when I'm in a conversation with my super loving husband and said yes when I wanted to say no because I didn't want to upset him, dimming the light. All the times that I functioned out of fear, guilt, and obligation with my family because I thought that that would have them love me more and that that would make them happy. A, it didn't do either. B, dimmed my light. So I want you to get whatever it is for you to see how we can go through our precious lives, these precious lives that we've been given. And anytime we're living in fear or living by the lie, we're dimming our light. Walking into a particular social circle and not feeling fabulous and not feeling confident dims the light. I think of all the years that I lived a lie about I'd have to starve myself and do a bunch of workout stuff that I didn't like to get physically fit. I'm massively dimmed my light. And now it's literally, it's one of the best parts of my day. You know, it's like, cause I'm letting that light shine. I'm letting myself, for me, look and feel as fabulous as I desire to feel. Like there were so many times where I was told, like, you know, there was just like the notion that the way I grew, like, don't be vain and don't focus on your looks and certainly don't look too sexy, like dimming the light at someone else's. Like that never came from me. Never once did I hear my soul say, Gina, don't look too good. Didn't happen. And in fact, my friend Kathy Aller asked me recently, like, what would your 80 years old self tell you? And today, and like, I imagined us like sitting on my green couch and her saying like, come sit next to me, Gina, never be afraid to look your best. That's what I heard her say. And I was so embarrassed to say it out loud. It was in front of Kathy and a group of her students. And Kathy translated it and she's like, I think it means don't be afraid to dim your light, or don't dim your light. So the world just is going to be so much more blessed by you showing up in all your glory, in all your confidence, in all your goodness, in all your abundance mentality, in all your possibility, in all your can-do attitude, in all your miraculousness. And whoever's rattled and doesn't get it, it's not meant for them and it doesn't need to be. But you don't need to be scared of that either. Your job, your one job is to let your light shine. Let God take care of the rest. You don't have to have all the solutions. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to have all the answers even. But I think that things become so much more simple because I'll bet for sure right now, if you were to close your eyes and just ask, what's one way for me? What's one way I am meant to shine my light today? What'd you get? What did you hear? What'd you feel? It's not that difficult. It becomes so, so, so much easier. And we know enough about neurological pathways that fear begets fear. Stress begets stress, lack begets lack, and success begets success, and abundance begets abundance, and faith begets faith. So you letting your light shine, it's just going to start pouring out of you in a bigger, in a brighter way, in a bolder way, on a more consistent basis, and you are going to love your life so much more. And you are going to bless the people that you're meant to bless so much more. So let's pray. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for the divine assignment to let our light shine. Because as women, it's what we love to do. It's the way you made us. And life is so much more pleasurable. There's so much more joy and so much more fun when we're shining our light and having a blast and just being the best version of ourselves with others without fear of criticism, without fear of judgment, without fear of being made wrong or getting it wrong, fear of not being good enough, fear of not having what it takes or not being special enough. We thank you for the reminder that all that is false. None of that comes from you. And in this moment, we are connected with Source. We are connected with you, your love, your power, your abundance, your safety, your security. Thank you for setting us up for success. Thank you for showing us how to win at life. Thank you for the permission to let our light shine. And so it is. All right, my queen. Have you been saying forever that you're going to start a business? Or do you keep saying you're going to make more money in your business and you're going to get to those 10K months or 5K months or whatever the dream is, but it hasn't happened yet? I want this to be the year where you show yourself that this isn't just an idea or a fantasy, that it is something that you are committed to
and you are going to see it through and make it happen no matter what. And I'm here to help you. I want you to come check out my Gateway to Your Dream Business program. You can see all the details at divineliving.com/gateway. And I remember my early years in business when it was so scary and so frustrating. I wasn't even interested in business. I just wanted to help people. I just wanted to do my thing and be a blessing in other people's lives and be able to pay my bills. And what I learned for sure is that developing business skills is freedom. I now have a freedom-based business where I have the freedom to be me, to travel the world, to make money, to be location independent, to not be dependent on what is happening in the world. And I want that for you. I want you to be living your truth, sharing your gifts, thriving in life financially, as well as impact, and being significant in the woman that God made you to be. So come check us out, divineliving.com/gateway. It's a 10-week program. I'm going to lead you every step of the way so you don't have to wonder what do you need to do this week and you don't need to be confused. You get to be clear, confident, and taking action, finally making the money that you deserve and most importantly, having the business of your dreams. Hey, Queen, I hope you loved this episode as much as I loved sharing it with you. And if you want to connect more and be the first to know what's coming up in all things Gina DeVee and the world of divine living, text me. My number is 1-310-421-0704. That's 310-421-0704 if you live in the United States or Canada. Once I put your number in my contacts, get ready to receive motivation, queen tips, BTS, sneak peeks, and all the good stuff right in your texts.